Hello, my name is Tom Boston. I'm joined by Mr. Luke Binns. Luke, are you well?
I'm well.
We are Two Peas in a Podcast, and we are live in Manchester for the next hour and a bit.
So, yeah, sit back. We'll kick off the show.
Put your feet up, put the peas up, and let's have a laugh. I feel full of chocolate because it's been the Easter season.
You know what, Ryan? I had one bit of chocolate.
I've eaten so much chocolate. Sometimes I eat cream eggs at night. You know, at night time.
And you're not allowed to eat at night because you're a gremlin, aren't you?
It sounds me a bit funny. I've been going down to the fridge thinking this, maybe just have a cream egg.
What, so, you're en route to the fridge and then it comes
into
your head?
I mean, when you say en route to the fridge,
yeah, but
I'll stop you right there, my friend.
Yeah, but you're saying...
You know what you're saying, my friend, is that I'm some kind of fridge raider.
Because
that
you
I'm walking
saying,
down to the fridge in the night.
I'm on the way to the fridge.
When I'm on my nightly fridge travels. It's not like that. I'm saying I've been going specifically to the fridge for a cream egg.
All right, well, you should have said that.
Oh, we'll say that next time, although sometimes I like to have a ham sandwich at night as well. You're listening to
and
enjoy a ham sandwich. Sometimes I toast the bread, put a bit of cheese on, and why not put a bit of mayonnaise on as well? Shall I have a cream egg afterwards?
Why not have a big fry up as well while you're at it?
Why not? It's Easter, and if you can't have a fry up at Easter, my friend, when can you have a fry up?
Yeah, okay.
Get the pans out. Boston's about.
That'd be a great game show.
What? Get the pans out. Boston's about.
Yeah.
How would you play the game show, my friend? Round number one.
You'd set someone off in a kitchen.
You'd set someone off? What does that mean?
Set them off like a rubber band.
So, okay, so the show starts. 3, 2, 1, go!
Bang! And then they fire off into your kitchen at home.
When you say kitchen, I'm imagining like an It's a Knockout style kitchen.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. It's booby traps galore.
It's got booby traps, everything's inflatable.
You're trying to get pans out, but they're like they're tied to bits of elastic, and you try. Oh, he can't get it on the stove. And then, Boston's about, he's ready for his food. Like,
okay, so
in.
I would be there sat on a chair.
And no, but it's like against the clock, they have to cook something.
Okay.
Because you're en route to the fridge.
Okay, I'm en route to the fridge, right? But by the time I get there, they need to have a 3-course meal cooked up.
Well, that's the thing, because they start off making small ham sandwiches, but then they find out, they get over, I've just heard that Tom's feeling a bit more peckish. He wants a full 3-course meal.
Yeah, you've got 10 seconds left, and let's not forget, everyone's blindfolded.
Hey! Remember, it's the 3-legged round.
Get your pans out, Boston's about.
Hey! Talking of chocolate, yeah, Tom.
I think I've stolen a Kit Kat.
Have you?
By a mistake. I'm pretty sure I've stolen it.
I don't think you can steal something by mistake.
Well, when you listen to this, then you'll think differently, my friend.
Right.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah?
Okay, early.
That's a good start to a story. I'd come in from a night out.
Why are you always eating so early or late?
Why are all your stories like this? So it was a weird time of day and I was eating weird things.
So go on.
I'd been on a night out with you.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, it got silly.
Got silly. We had a few drinks and that, and I thought I should go home. So I'm in Boots.
Right.
And I think I need a Kit Kat.
Yep.
70p that Kit Kat costs.
Pricey.
But there's no checkout girls.
Resort to crime.
I thought, I'll just leave the money on a stool.
What do you mean on a stool?
Like next to
what
the
stool was like just on, readily available.
Like at the entrance.
Someone would have been sat here, but now in place there's no pile
one,
of coins.
There's no one about, so I left my 70p. I left with me a Kit Kat.
It's 6 a.m. Was it even open? Did
so
you just break
I
in?
Don't think it was open.
I thought it was open, but I decided I'm gonna make it open and break in.
Well, this shop's not open. I'm gonna make it open. By going in.
So
hello,
what I do
I'm,
is
I'm
I opened
now.
The door and I left them a note saying, hi, you weren't open, so I opened up for you.
And that's my 70p. No, but I needed some chocolate. But then in the morning, when I woke up, I felt bad. So I wrote to Boots on Facebook. I said, hi, Boots.
What?
My name's Tom, and in the morning, I needed a Kit Kat, and I'm sorry for that. And I left the money, and it'll never happen again.
Did they get back to you?
Didn't get back to me. So I
wonder why.
I think that I've either A, got away with it, or B, maybe they found that money.
That email has been passed on to the authorities.
Yeah, exactly. And I could easily be arrested and in a Manchester police station by the end of the day. Although I'm going for a drink with you later, so that's probably going to happen anyway.
Wait. Boys, lads on tour, drinks.
Hey, lads,
drinks
on tour. Lads. Do you think our show's been criticised heavily for being quite blokey?
I don't think it is.
Me neither.
that's cleared up. So I've been talking to this Slovakian guy, right?
Okay.
It's Easter, what, of course.
During that song? Did you?
No, in the week.
It's not really Easter, is it, thinking about
well,
it?
Well, it was Easter.
All right.
It was Easter, all right.
And was you really talking to a Slovakian?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a massive, massive man, about 8 foot. He's
yeah.
a huge, big Slovakian bloke.
He sounds so real.
No, it's true.
Hey, I believe you, man. What's his name?
I'm going to name names. He'll come and kill you.
Well, maybe he's not got a name.
Look, I'll find him and he'll kick your head in.
I'm ready to meet him.
Well, good, because he'll knock your block off.
We'll see about that, won't we? So you're talking to a Slovakian about Easter.
Talking about Easter, you know, what do you do? Eggs and all that jazz. And
yeah.
He's like, there's a tradition we do back in Slovakia.
Well, do the voice.
I'm not going to put... All right, I'll do the voice.
Good.
So back in... I'm not going to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, he nearly did the voice.
I'm not going to do... So he's saying that there's this thing that they do where they get a large stick and they put kind of streamers on it. And like tassels.
Okay.
And there's a tradition they have to do
right.
back in the home country is to go up to the women and beat them with a stick.
But it's like a friendly thing, yeah?
No, well, I don't know.
What would look like a mini maypole almost?
Yeah, and they beat the women.
What do you mean beat the women?
They beat the women wherever they like and then women have to give them eggs.
I've never heard this before.
He was just telling us, like, it was normal. He goes, yeah, so we put the streamers and we're beating them. And he was, like, really, like, thrashing his hand. Well, I'm beating them. I was like, where do you beat them? And he goes, yeah, sometimes on the ass. On the back, anywhere I could get them. I'm like, so they're usually running away. It's usually the back, is it? The back of the head.
It's almost like a human Slovakian piñata.
Yeah, but no sweets is going to come out of you.
But they do. Chocolate does come out of the women.
Only once they've provided it.
Only once they've... only once. Do they have to go to the shop? Do you just beat the woman all the way to the shop?
I think...
Or are Slovakian women always got chocolate on them at all times, just in case a Viking comes?
Well, if I was a Viking, what are you on about?
Slovakians, big Viking.
Vikings, like, you wrong end of Europe, mate.
Hey, I'm sorry if I'm getting the wrong end of the stick.
Oh, Thomas. I think the women will always have chocolate on them because if you knew... You could...
I think women have always got chocolate on them.
If it was...
I've met many women and I think they've always...
If they don't have a chocolate bar on them, then I don't know what's wrong with them. No, but like, if it's Easter Sunday and I was a woman in Slovakia...
You're
like,
right, it's Easter Sunday.
You're Easter a woman. Sunday, you're a woman. I'm a woman, right.
In Slovakia. I come knocking on your door.
I'm thinking, well, I'm having chocolate because I know what's coming.
I have come to hit you with a stick.
Oh, God, not you again. Just take the chocolate.
And then you give me what, a bar?
An Easter egg.
But the more I whack you, the more I get, or is it one egg per woman? How many eggs have a woman got?
I don't know. I didn't
listen much in science. How many eggs has a woman got at all times?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on the severity of the beating. How scared is she for her life? How much does she think her life is worth?
How many eggs you get from a woman depends on the severity of the beating. Luke Binns. There's a One Direction shop in Leeds, right?
A One Direction shop?
Yeah. Like, they've opened up a shop.
What does it sell?
This is what I was thinking, mental. And I said, this what went into my brain. I know what joke I can do. This joke, do they sell sat-navs? Right? This is going to be our punchline.
All right, eh?
The sat-navs that they sell in the One Direction shop are rubbish because you can't... There's no... You know, the U-turns. If you ever need to go back on yourself, you can't. And this is why. Because of the one... You can only go in one direction. So that was my joke, yeah? Mm. But I ruined it.
Awful joke.
Well, I mean...
So laboured.
It's got some... I mean, there's something definitely
there's
there.
There's nothing there. There's no legs.
I think the legs are the punchline.
That didn't even get up and run.
U-turn. My punchline's U-turn.
Right, so go on. You've got this... Awful joke.
I've got this awful, rambling, horrendous joke in my brain.
And?
This is how I said it.
So you're about to showcase your work.
This is how I said it.
To who?
A guy.
Right.
A Slovakian 8 foot guy. Brilliant. I said to him, oh, the U-turns, you can never... And I went, oh, never mind.
Just think it had so much potential.
Yeah, I mean, when I told it just then, obviously you can see how funny it is.
You threw U-turn in as some kind of subtext. comedy came for you, like, well, just don't be thinking about the punchline of One Direction yet. Think about the U-turn, because that's taking you different, leading you down a different path.
And maybe on a roundabout, you'd probably be all right with this sat-nav, because technically you are going in one direction the whole time.
I mean, you're going in one direction, but that's not the
point.
But that's not the
point. Listen, because this is the joke, because it's from that shop, you see, and it's a sat-nav. I don't do jokes. It's time for the bit of the show that you love. It's Binz's pick of the news.
Hello. Welcome to the news.
There you go.
Yeah, so this...
What's been going on?
Well, there's this Chinese student.
Brilliant.
And she's decided to stage her own funeral.
Okay.
But she's not dead yet.
So she decided that she's going to have a funeral.
She wanted to see what it'd be like.
Well, what was it like?
Well, it was like a funeral, wasn't it? But she was there.
Is she in a coffin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Open casket. She paid quite a lot for it.
How much is it to have your own funeral?
I don't know. I won't like to say. Can't have a clue, mate.
I spoke to people.
I imagine it costs a lot. Funerals do cost a lot.
Yeah, you've got to get flowers. You've got to get people to come. Well, I don't think you pay people to come. Do you? No.
Well,
you won't pay for people to come to your own funeral.
There's a service now. This was a news story last week.
Here we
where
go.
Where they're hiring...
extras.
Yeah, I'm not joking. Extras to come and cry at your funeral.
To bulk it up.
Huh?
Well, I don't think that we'll have to worry about that.
What?
We'll have loads.
Loads of people. What, we're going to die together?
Some people say we die together on the air every week, my friend. Some people say...
We manage to die week in, week out.
Many a time. When I die, will you say a few words?
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Okay, what would you say?
No, I'm not.
So we are going to reenact my funeral now.
I'm not prepared.
I've walked down the aisle. Well, I've not walked down the aisle. I've been
what,
walked.
Is this a wedding funeral?
I've been carried down the aisle in a coffin, right?
Yeah.
They've put me at the front. They say, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for coming. And to kick off the show...
What is this, a comedy club night?
Okay, I'll do it.
Is there an MC?
I'll do it more sombre.
Oh, wait.
I'll do it more sombre. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for coming tonight.
Please be upstanding.
Please be. Put your hand... No, I'm not doing it like that.
2 for 1 drinks.
And now his comedy sidekick co-host.
Comedy hero. Luke, pioneer.
He's a comedy hero.
People say he was funnier.
Some people...
And here's why. And
some people have said he's slightly funnier on a good day than Tom Boston. Ladies and gentlemen, Luke Binz. And then what would you say?
Will there be rapturous applause?
Yeah, people are clap.
Yeah. Right, everyone sit down now. That's enough.
Yeah. Some people say that thing he said about him being funnier, that's bollocks.
Who's heckling me at a funeral?
Me? I'd be heckling you. I've paid for my own funeral.
Shut up, you. I'd go, Tom.
Do it seriously.
Tom.
Do it seriously.
Was a simple man.
Do it. Oh, sorry, I'll let you speak.
Again, sit down. That'd be it. Tom was a simple man.
Hey, they've got family and friends at this do, all right?
Yeah.
I've paid a lot. I don't want you to say he's a simple man. Do it again.
So, I don't know. That's a bit much. What would you say at my funeral?
Okay.
You've clearly thought about it. You've thought about something scathing to say.
I've prepared. I'll just get a piece of paper out.
Just get this 10-page script out. Just
get my PowerPoint presentation. I'd say Luke Binz was a troubled soul.
Troubled soul. A very sad soul.
I'd say the good always die young. And what a shame he's joined the 27 club.
Not 27.
You look like you.
I don't.
You look old.
Well, you know, I'd say you're.
I'm surprised he's got his massive head in that tiny coffin.
Was that custom built?
Kings of Leon there.
Brilliant, Tom.
Hey, what do you want from me?
All right, take that aggressive tone with me.
That was Kings of Leon there. My name's Tom Boston, and I'm joined by Luke Binz. You've just heard a bit of Radioactive, and I tell you what's active, my vocal cords. Look at them go, waggle and jiggle around while I sit in a room with a man. Speaking of a man, that's the man there, and he's got a story for you about something he did in a shop.
It's true. You're very true, Tom.
I am very true. People have said that to me before.
Tommy's very true, isn't he?
He's very true, isn't he? He's very honest, very open.
He always gives the truth.
He always speaks the truth.
Say to Tom, give me the truth.
I'll give you nothing but the truth, Your Honour. I've spent a lot of time in court. And you might do after this story what you've been doing.
Look, I mean,
smashing things.
I've been like doing theft, like you.
Hey,
like some
hey,
rogue. Oh, I don't need anyone to cashier my confectionery goods.
I just think I'll eat this now.
I'll just break in the shop where I like.
Sometimes when I have bread, I think I'll have a slice before I get to checkout.
Because I'm hungry.
Well, maybe I'm hungry.
Wait, I like some hungry Ray Winston rolling around.
Well, maybe I want some toast.
Oh, maybe I want a chocolate bar. Maybe I want some peanut butter.
What do you mean you're not open? I've left the money on the counter.
You are now. And with the doors.
I'll open your face with my fist.
Yes, I was in a shop.
Okay.
I had my iPod on. I was listening to music. I was in my own little world. I was doing a little shop, Tom.
You can't start the story in a friendly tone because it's such a horrible thing you've done.
It's not a horrible thing.
It's like saying a burglar saying, yeah, so then I broke into the house and...
No, because I'm not like you, Tom. I'm not a thief.
I didn't thieve it. I left the money.
Right.
Go on. You're in a shop and you're about to commit an atrocity.
So I've got... You're making it sound much worse than
you're about to do a horrible, horrible thing.
So I've got all the... I've got all my goods and I go, ooh, I'll have a beer.
This is the most blokey show. This is the most blokey show.
You know what? I'm going to have a bloody beer. I'm a bloody beer because I'm a bloke. So I think, yes.
Oh, I bit my head.
Top shelf, I pull down a beer.
You know what? I'll have a beer.
Go on, sod it. I get a beer. And then my music pumping up something real blokey and guitar-y.
Of course, yeah, of course. Oasis.
Yeah, and then I stumble up to the self service checkouts.
Yeah.
And it's rammed.
And you think, I'm thirsty, I'll just drink this beer.
I'll just drink it now. Rooty two. What?
Down in two.
No. So it's rammed, it's 5 o'clock, it's rush hour.
Yeah, it's busy in that shop at
that
time.
Really, really busy.
Yeah.
I get to the thing and I go, oh, I can feel the bottles going. And it hits the floor atom bomb, mate.
That's
it just
the worst.
Went everywhere. I'd say it exploded, just to put it lightly. And the woman, it must have been so loud, yeah. She went,
like you scared a woman because
went,
you've dropped a bottle.
And ran off.
Yeah.
And I didn't see her again. I think she literally scarpered out of the shop.
Was it a small bottle or was it
no,
kind of a
it
big...
it was a massive
a
bottle.
A massive bottle
big
of beer.
Big bottle of beer because I'm such a man.
You smashed a massive bottle of beer.
I'm such a bloody bloke.
It was bloody massive, love.
And it went everywhere. And the first thing I did was swear, obviously, out loud.
Yeah.
And everyone, about 20 people's eyes all pinned on me.
Because it's a scary thing, because people, I said, when you told me this the first time, I said, people think that you are on drugs.
Yeah, people are thinking, what, is this guy drunk?
People must think he's...
So I thought this, I know, I'll lighten it with some comedy.
Why do this? Why do we do this?
I just thought I'd give a one-liner.
Okay, so everyone looks at you, right? Let's set the scene. Everyone looks over at you. You've got beer all over the floor, and people are waiting to see what is this glorious line.
So I went, I've not even started drinking yet, and I've not.
Oh, that's weak. Why do you do that?
I don't know. It was the way I said it. I reckon if I'd gone bold, if I'd gone, hey, I've not even started drinking. Someone might have got a titter. Maybe,
yeah, you'd have got a titter, but
he's not mental.
You've not committed. You didn't.
He's
commit.
Not drunk, but I didn't commit.
You've delivered it in such a way. Well, I know. I've just spilt it, but I've not even had a drink, and that's why I've not.
Well, what I've done, everyone, is because I've dropped the bottle. I've not started drinking yet, and that's why it might look like I've started drinking, but I've not.
People would assume that if you would do something like that, what I've just done, you'd be drunk. But
normally you'd be drunk, and that's why you would have dropped the bottle. But I haven't done that. And that's why.
I've not. Actually started, you see, but what I'm saying, everybody,
no, wait,
listen, don't leave. What I'm saying is that normally you would be drunk, and I've not started drinking.
I've not at all,
and that's why it's funny.
That's the comedy, really, because I've dropped the bottle and I should have been drunk.
I'm not drunk. Everybody, can you see that?
It was a joke, everyone.
Yeah, you've got
I've
to
made
stop,
it better.
You've got to stop doing that.
Yeah, so it was horrendous, really.
Yeah.
I felt like a right burp.
And, you sounded like a burp.
I just picked up, I dropped my flapjack in it, all the beer.
You dropped your flapjack in the beer?
Yeah, I picked it up.
And what I've done, everybody, is I've dropped my flapjack, you see, and
I've not even started eating them.
I've not even started eating, I've not had my tea yet.
I've not even begun, I've not even got onto dessert yet, but I've dropped it. A goat beat you up?
He didn't beat me up, he just nudged like that. Nudged.
What were you doing to make it so mad?
I was on a field walk, right?
Yeah, then what?
They said this, we'll walk here. I said, no, there's goats. They said this, a goat is... It's goats.
Goats is goats.
Hey, man, goats is goats, okay?
Goats is goats ain't gonna do nothing, boss.